Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you were too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is, they're just not that into you. What does that mean? No fucking idea, but Bree planned it.
Okay, plan is a strong word.
You planned it.
Before taping today, Sean said to me, what are we talking about? And I said, I'll think of something.
And you said, I have a brilliant, easy to follow plan. I do always, this is what I do razz you on though, is that I will give something pretty straightforward, nudes, like last week, and you'll come in like, okay, the episode's going to be called What If You Were There and They Weren't? And so it's going to be like, okay, it's kind of like that time. That,
conceptual. There's
you
layers.
Love a concept.
I love an overarching concept. There's
You're just
layers.
A thinker.
There's ways we can tap in and tap out, if you will.
I would love to tap out. Let's do it.
Wherever you're listening, make sure to fucking follow or subscribe. Fucking Christ. My favorite type of review is when people say, I did this to save my family.
And I'm like, well, good.
The reason I like that is because A, true. And B, I like the idea of people going and they're thinking about listening to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify. And they're like, before I get into it, maybe I'll just check out the reviews. And they're like, wow, a lot of 5-star reviews. Brilliant. And they all just say, I'm here to protect my family.
Yeah. No, I do like the idea that we may have some supernatural forces assisting us and that they should have like the fear of God struck into them.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a great way to get new listeners in too.
Totally. Threats work. That's what we've established on this podcast. Also, did I kill the queen?
I think you might have.
I think I might have killed the queen.
I think you might have. It's okay.
I started COVID.
Okay.
And I think now in 2022, I killed the queen.
What's in store for 2023?
Nothing. 2023, we're good. It's an odd number.
When do you turn 30?
2023. No, that's good.
But you might die.
Yeah. I survived all the other years.
You won't. You're going
to
be good.
The earth might die and take me out with us. Yeah.
So you don't know, you think you're going to make it to 30 now?
Oh, I don't know. I'm still going to have a funeral-themed birthday party just in case, but... That is my plan for all the listeners. You need to tell me if you think this is a great idea, because I do too. I was always convinced that I was going to die before I was 30. I had all these, everybody listening that has heard this before is like, yeah, we know. Yeah. But I had all these fucking, what are they called? Apparitions? No.
I have no fucking clue what you're talking about.
Astral projections? I don't know. I was having all these dreams that I was never going to make it to 30.
Uh-huh.
Still very possible. I still have just over a year.
No, you're going to make it. I've got strong feelings.
I don't have just over a year. That's literally
you're
not
meant
true.
To live in your 70s, because that's where you're at right now. So like you have to get there to be like authentically there.
Yeah. So my plan is for my 30th birthday party. Mm-hmm. It's going to be funeral themed. Like I want people in like black lace and stuff, sobbing uncontrollably the whole night. And then at 11:59, I'm going to crawl into a casket.
Mm.
And then the clock is going to strike midnight.
Yeah.
And then you guys are going to drum roll, open the casket and see if I'm still alive. Slay.
I'm picturing that the moment we open the casket.
Fully dead.
No, I'm picturing that you're pretending to be dead and then you just go, slay. Like, I want to know how you come out of this. Like, do we open it?
It's like a confetti cannon if I'm alive.
Like,
I think
you have one, or do you have like a speech prepared?
I think no matter what, there's a confetti cannon. I think it's just as soon as it closes, it's launching.
Okay.
You open it, the confetti goes off once you figure out if I'm alive or dead.
Yeah.
That party either continues or everybody goes home.
We go home if you're still alive. Yeah.
And then if I'm dead, the party continues.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Can't wait. That's going to be quite the moment in time.
I think
time.
It's a great theme.
I'm just wondering where you're going to get a coffin from. There's ways. Okay. Yeah. Wherever you're listening, make sure to follow, subscribe, head over to our Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. Click the link in our bio if you want to get this podcast on video. Just become a patron. And you get to watch every episode on video. And thank you so much to our current patrons. You can also find us on TikTok at I Can Explain Podcast, personally at Sean.Lusk, at Brianne Williamson. 5 stars. 5 stars only. Rate us 5 stars.
You like pausing?
I was like, is there anything else? No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, so...
But if you don't fucking rate us 5 stars...
Yeah.
Watch your back.
I killed the queen and I'll come for you next.
Honestly, if you can get the queen, then you're golden.
Yeah.
What can't you do?
I don't know. How sad though? Is it? I don't know. I keep going back and forth. Mm. I'm like, don't protect pedophiles.
Yeah. It's just like, it's just an old person who died.
So true.
You know, it's an old person. That old person died.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of old people are bad people.
True.
It's just like, you know, they're old.
Circle of life, baby.
It's different times. But yeah, no, here we are. Queen's dead. And we're into the fall. Our favorite season.
I am so excited.
I'm excited about it.
There's forest fires happening currently. Oh, it fucking sucks. Like, nothing gets me more in the fall spirit than
the world burning
this
down.
The summer lighting our planet ablaze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something about it.
Yeah.
It's really magical.
Because then when the rain hits, it hits really different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because you're not like, oh, we needed this. You're like, we actually quite literally needed this.
We were about to burn out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah.
This is such a happy start.
It is. I'm actually mostly just stalling because I have no fucking idea what we're talking about.
Okay. We're talking about they're just not that into you. Because here's where the idea came from. People are in my DMs all the time.
Saying that they're not that into you.
That's going on TikTok. It's fucking going on TikTok. Buckle up. My supporters are going to have my back.
Okay. People are in your DMs.
They're saying things in my DMs along the lines of, I met this girl. We've been talking for 4 months and she's just, you know, every time I bring up moving any further along in our relationship, she says like she's too busy with school or like she's got this going on. Or like, oh, I've been messaging this girl and we were messaging for a while and then she just stopped messaging me back and I like don't know why. Or like these people aren't responding to me on apps. Like it's a consistent thing that people are like trying to figure out why people aren't. Like, they need a reason.
Right.
Right? So I thought it would be interesting to both share times that we have been on either side of that.
Okay.
Like, for example, after my first lesbian heartbreak, it was tragic.
So tragic.
So tragic. I was very eager to fill that hole. Not my hole. But a hole. And I think that I was confusing because I had been in like this love space for a while.
Yeah.
It's hard sometimes to like backtrack out of it and go back to casual.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, because I know what you mean.
You're talking on like a like very open and deep, like communicative way. You're not afraid of saying anything. And then all of a sudden, like, that stops and you're supposed to, like, immediately learn how to, like, play it cool again.
Yeah.
And we already know, if you listen to this podcast, I don't have that cool factor as is.
No.
So you add that I was just coming out of a relationship where I was used to being able to, like, just fully express my feelings at all times with the fact that I don't have a cool bone in my body.
You could just paint pillowcases together with reckless abandon.
Exactly.
And now you don't have that anymore.
So I had just come out of this relationship. I want to say like the first person that I started talking to, it was someone who slid into my DMs on Tumblr. And I had talked to them for like 5 fucking minutes. Yeah. Right. And I was like, I was thinking of people as a checkbox, I think, at this point. Because I just, this relationship had ended. I was very distraught about it. So then this person slides into my DMs and I'm like, okay, they have, they lived in Florida. They now identify as non-binary, they, them pronouns. And I remember thinking like, okay, they're the type that I like. They, you know, have the style that I like. They have a job. Like, they are interested in me. Like, just seeing the checklist.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And just feeling like,
this is the one.
This must be the one. Like, that one ended, so this one could begin.
You don't have any chill? This is coming across very chill.
I did a little bit of market research on who they were, decided they were my person without ever, like, they'd sent me like two messages on Tumblr. Okay.
You're like, I Google street, walked their street and thought this is a street that I would feel comfortable living on.
So I literally was like, okay, well, I have to make this person like me because this is the person.
Yeah.
So like immediately went into like try and make them obsessed with me mode. And
how'd that work?
Was was just like, okay, they like this, they like this type of music, so I'm gonna post, it was Tumblr day, so I'm gonna post about this type of music too, they like this type of person, I just tried to make myself the molds that I thought they would like also.
Yeah,
undoubtedly I obviously came off too strong. Nothing happened, there was no like talk about it, but they just like the conversation dwindled and they just kind of stopped messaging me. And I was fucking distraught. Like, when I say, like, I confused, I think, my previous heartbreak that had just ended a month prior to this now. Like, I just packed it on.
Right.
And I felt like I was heartbroken over this person.
Just as much.
Because I was confusing the emotions. And I remember feeling like I needed closure. Like, I needed an answer why they didn't also see that I was the right match for them.
Right.
And
really, you're just some random bitch on Tumblr.
I was just, and they, so were they.
Yeah.
And just
random bitches on Tumblr.
Literally. Just like maybe fucking 30 messages exchanged and then like flirty comments on each other's posts.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out for the life of me why it ended. And I just remember like being so distraught by this. And like in hindsight, like it was, they just weren't that into it. And that's okay. Like we just had a fun chat and then that chat ended. And that flirt ended. Maybe they met someone else. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they just like, I wasn't their person. Maybe I was fucking across the fucking continent.
And clearly obsessed with them and like, faking listening to all the music that they like.
Literally, like a fucking obsessive weirdo. Yeah. And they just weren't that into that.
No.
So like, you know.
I think the like concept of people not being very in or not that into you.
Yeah.
Is like so prevalent with mm-hmm. online dating.
Yeah.
Because when our parents or people our parents mm-hmm. age or older were dating people mm-hmm. they had like three options,
yeah,
and they usually went with one of them
mm-hmm.
and then they got married, had like 2.5 kids and a house, and then they were like, oh, I'm actually really not that into you,
yeah,
because I got with you mm-hmm. out of survival,
right.
And limited options,
right.
And I actually realized after 30 years I hate you and I have nothing in common with you.
What a beautiful story.
It's true.
No, though. It is true.
And now I feel like we've overshot that landing where
yeah.
we have so much choice mm-hmm. which is obviously great, because I do think that for the most part you can find somewhat stronger connections
yeah.
or you can find somebody that at least has more common interests mm-hmm. with you, or that you're more attracted to.
Yeah.
Like obviously more options has benefits
mm-hmm.
but then on the opposite end it has the downfall of like if you're not that into somebody they just fall off, because it's like, oh
right.
somebody will come along that will hit all of the, if you're hitting 9 out of 10 I can just wait and get 10 out of 10,
right?
Or if you're hitting like 3 out of 10 I'm really just not that into you because I'm gonna find somebody that has everything else.
See, that's a fair point. But I will, to play devil's advocate, uh-huh. I will also say that, like, when I was dating, like, I don't think that was ever part of my thought process. Like, I don't think that I ever thought, like, how do I say this? I feel like there was, like, a lot of people that I was dating that I would go on, like, 2 or 3 dates with.
Yeah.
4 dates with. Whatever. Right? Paint some pillowcases. Have some sex.
Day one.
You know, whatever. And then it's like when it ended, or like when I wasn't really interested in going any further, or they felt like they wanted to take it more serious and I said I wasn't ready for that, a lot of them would express to me like, okay, but like, is there a reason? Or like, you know, it was never like, oh, I like you, but I think I want to wait for a better option, or
right.
like you don't check this box. So like, I feel like I need to like find someone who fills that box too. It was just like, I'm just indifferent. Like I like you,
right.
but I'm just indifferent. Like there's just not that like gut feeling that like I want, like,
but I feel like if there is no gut feeling, that's also you saying that maybe you'll have that gut feeling for somebody else. I feel like it's inherently stuck in there.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm saying is like,
you're not saying it's
not like 9 out of 10 boxes. It's right. Just like I want.
Well,
that,
I was
like,
obviously just building it.
I
up.
Want that. I just want that like vibe.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. It's okay. It's things like I was talking to Julia about this the other day because we both watch The Bachelor and Bachelorette, and like it's interesting to me because I think, and I mean, I don't think this is a controversial thought. I think like night one, they have it down to like one or maybe two.
Right.
Most people.
Yeah.
And that maybe sounds extreme to some people because they like talk to everyone for 5 minutes.
No, I would.
But like, you just know who you vibe with, yeah, or who you like or who
at
you're
attracted
to. At
least five.
At least five, yeah. Right? Like when they have like 30 people there and they're like, oh, I don't know, I'll get rid of these two. It's like, you automatically, no, you could at least cut it down to five immediately.
10 for show purposes, but.
And it's, I think that's almost.
It would be like the Red Wedding episode one.
Exactly. I feel like that's actually something that might be therapeutic for people out there that are dealing with feeling like someone's just not that into them and maybe there's something wrong with them or there's something they could have done more or a reason they, or like they could have been hotter or whatever those like thoughts are.
Yeah.
It might be therapeutic to think of that weirdly because undeniably these people that go on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette or any of these shows, right? Yeah. Are You the One? Whatever the fuck. Are conventionally attractive people, yeah, right? Like they're all beautiful people. Okay. And they cast them because they check all the boxes, you know, they're beautiful on paper, you know, they've got like good relationships with their family or they've got a great career and they like dogs and all this shit. Right. So the fact that
you're
a bachelor
there, but...
or the fact that a bachelor or a bachelorette could walk into the room of those 30 individuals that are undeniably hot, have got all these things going for them and would still know probably the top five, if not narrower,
yeah,
who they would choose, shows that it's really nothing against all those other people. It's just certain people are just like connected to other people.
Totally. And I also feel like, as shocking as it is, mm-hmm, The Bachelor or Bachelorette is a great example of this phenomenon.
Yeah.
Because from an outside perspective, mm-hmm, usually it takes a few weeks, but from an outside perspective, when it's like top five or, yeah, top 10, you can see somebody that you're like, oh, it's obviously going to be this person. Mm-hmm. They're such a great match. They have everything, yeah, that they're looking for. And then they're gone like person 15.
Literally.
And you're like, what are you talking about? That, yeah, person's so obviously
check,
your
check,
person.
Check, check, check.
And they bring along like the most irritating person ever. Yeah. And it's like their number one.
Yeah.
And you're like, what do you see in that person? It's like, it doesn't matter because they
matter.
See something in them.
Exactly.
They're wrong, but they do somehow see something in them.
And they will break up 6, yeah, months from now. But like it is, I think in a weird way, like you said, like it's maybe something that you can like put your shoulders down about and not stress so much when people don't get back to you on apps or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Because like you might be bringing everything to the table. For whatever reason, that person is just not vibing with you. Also, can we talk about apps? Because apps are impossible to make connections on, in,
yeah,
my opinion.
For sure.
Unless it's just like borderline like attractiveness, like physical attractiveness, and maybe they check a couple boxes. I know some apps are getting better in like, you've shown me when we look through your account of like prompts that you could, yeah, talk off of, and like you can get a baseline of conversation. But like, I've fucking met so many people in my life that I knew online before and I meet them in person and I go, oh God,
who is this?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
So different. Like, I really think you need to get in person with someone to truly know who they are.
We need to, I mean, it is back because I've seen it, but I feel like we need to start emphasizing speed dating again.
I agree. Yeah. I actually think, like, no jokes here.
Yeah.
Like, very seriously, I'm not joking when I say I think you would be more successful going to a speed date would be on an app. Hands down.
Yeah.
Just because you just know. You can talk to someone for 5 minutes in person and okay, yes, we're bantering well. like when we met and we fell in love.
And it was just love.
We
just
knew. We didn't have to push it. We just knew we were going to find each other every year at that drag show until one day I forced you into making a podcast with me.
Yeah.
True love.
That's how all good relationships start.
Start and continue by me pressuring you to exist with me forever.
Yeah. On the internet. Totally.
Yeah. So I don't know. You should do speed dating. Do you think? Would you do it?
No.
We just talked about how it would be a great option.
I don't personally feel at this point I would do it.
For fun though? Just for
maybe
fun.
Maybe for fun, yeah.
Like not like to genuinely like be like, oh my God, like I need to meet someone tonight. I feel like that's when you'd meet someone if you just went and
probably,
was for fun.
Yeah. I do feel like I'm in the exact situation that we're talking about right now though.
Okay.
I'm like still decently fresh out of a relationship. I've gone on dates with some people.
Yeah.
I've met people that I like really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
They're personalities, yeah. Attractive, all these things, because obviously I'm like going on dates with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also, I don't know if I'm necessarily waiting for somebody to check all the right boxes, but I'm like giving myself some pause for once in my life.
Yeah, which is so important.
And I think with that, I'm coming off as the person that's just not that into some people. And I don't want to be that. So I'm trying to obviously provide as much context and clarity.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard as well because it's like, how can you, we've talked about this before, how can you be trying to keep your options open? And like, I think especially out of a relationship, like how can you try to, you know, figure out what you want or just meet more people in general or just be fun and flirty without creating that feeling for other people?
Right, because everyone's at a different point in their search, if you will.
Like somebody, I could be talking to somebody that I have no idea, but they've been looking for a relationship for like 5 years and I'm trying to keep it casual. And they're like, oh my God, I've gone on like 2 dates with this person. They must be really interested in me. It's like, it's so hard.
Then you're the asshole.
Then I'm the asshole.
Right.
Yeah.
See, yeah, I feel like in a lot of people's minds, I might be the asshole because I did that.
Well, yeah, if they've met you, you're the asshole anyways. But
are you fucking kidding me? I'm a delight.
You're a delight until you're not.
Well, that's fair, I feel.
Totally.
I feel like that's so fair. But no, I will say I don't know if I was a delight in the sense of like the way I was dating. I feel like I was always very communicative, like you said.
I think that's important.
I think that's very important, but I also think that like people, this is going to sound manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's take this with a grain of salt. People hear what they want to hear. So like, I've been on the other side of that as well.
Right.
I've been told like, I'm just not really that into it or like not right time or whatever.
And then you're like, but it will be in 2 weeks. So
you think that there's a way like around it eventually, right? Which is like something that you have to unpack and it's like a very toxic way of dating. But like, we've all been there to some extent. So I feel like despite the fact that I was always very much like, oh, I'm not looking for something serious right now or like, oh, like if someone would ask me to go home or I'd ask them, it would be very clear that like just looking for a casual fun night if you are too. There's still the aftermath of like, oh, we had so much fun. Do you want to hang out again? And you're like, oh, no. Remember last night when I told you?
Remember that? I actually wrote
casual?
It on a sticky. It's above your bed.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, but then we had such a great time. So now you probably want to see me again. And I'm like, no.
No,
and they're like,
no.
I hate you. And you're like, oh.
You're like, well.
Okay. Well, that was something. So I feel like it's hard, right? Because even if you are explaining how you're feeling and where you're at, I do think that some people are better at taking that in than others, per se. And I've been on that side too.
I've been on that side too as well. So
it's hard.
It is hard.
Also, people have different ways of communicating, right? So like what some people think is direct.
Yeah.
Is not direct.
Yeah.
Right. Like some people are like, oh, but remember I like said this or like, oh, I only hang out with you once a week. How would you figure that I would want to be in a relationship with you? Like, this seems so casual to me. A lot of people think that people are able to read between the lines more than they are.
Literally.
One thing that I am is direct. You can't take that away from me.
I wouldn't even try because you would punch me directly in the face. That's how direct you are.
But yeah, no, I think that something Sean having to put my mic back in my face. Me literally, did you see my brain start to wander?
Yeah.
Went to the bottom of my mic.
microphone. I saw you literally like about to dissect this
if
fucker.
I'm not hyper focused on exactly what I'm saying. It's very
You're
quick
taking
for
this
me
bitch
to be
apart.
Hey Gabers, today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Hey Gabers, this episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch. And honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
I also think it's the same with friendship. So I had a recent experience where... I'll say experiences, and I won't give particulars because I think that makes it more fair. I don't want to like totally call out one person in it in particular, but this happens a lot where people will say that they're coming to Vancouver. No. Okay. People will say they're coming to Vancouver and they'll ask me to hang out.
Okay. I feel like this is going to be a subtweet to me somehow.
No, it's not. It really isn't.
I've recently have had friends and they've said that we're like best friends and really good friends, but there's just no comments on my Instagram.
Weird. They're just not commenting on any of my Instagrams. So
they're clearly not that into me in a friendship.
So I should probably take that as like a message. Like they've been trying to tell me and I'm just not listening, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So people say they're coming to Vancouver.
Okay. And they're like, do you want to hang out? Mm. Okay. I'm going to be really honest. I probably open 1% of my requested DMs.
Right.
Right? It's just genuinely, I don't have time. I don't have time to read them all. So I'll try my best to respond when I can or open them. But a lot of times, because of the type of content I create, it can be really deep and I don't have the emotional energy for it. And like, I'm also not a therapist and I also like can't sit there all day and just read messages all day. I do have to work. So... there's different reasons I don't, but every once in a while I'll like click into my DMs and a lot of them are, oh, I have a trip planned in October to Vancouver. Would love to hang out with you while I'm there. And it's really nice because that's a nice thought. But also, like we've talked about before on the pod, they know everything about me.
Yeah.
Like on the podcast, on my YouTube, on my TikTok, on Instagram. To me, this is just a complete stranger.
Yeah.
I can't even fucking see their profile because they're a private account. And I just have like some stranger from God knows where in the world. Hey, want to hang out?
Yeah.
You know? So I can see where that is coming from because like I share a lot. So I can see why they feel connected to me and why they would want to hang out with me without ever having a conversation before. But like to me, it seems like 0 to 1,000.
Right.
I'm like, who are you? You want to hang out with me? Like, am I just going to give an address and meet you somewhere? Like, I don't know. So most of the time, honestly, I don't respond, which is maybe an asshole move, but I don't know how to respond.
Yeah.
Like, hi, no.
Hi, like, I actually don't want to hang out with you because I don't know you.
Who are you? Like, yeah. There's no polite way to do it. And it's like genuinely not personal in any way. It's just like, I genuinely don't know who you are. And also like, if I met every person who, as they came into Vancouver, that would be like a full-time fucking speed date of...
You just of, living at the airport.
Me just living at the airport, yeah. And just greeting people, yeah, with different signs because it's just constant. Usually if I don't respond, or even if I do, like if I open it and like I like maybe they've said something else in the message and I'm like, oh, thanks for the offer, but like, you know, I'm busy this week,
yeah,
or I'm whatever, and like a normal person, I lie, right? That's what people do. I'm not gonna be like, no, I don't want to hang out with you, so I'll be like, oh, I've got this going on, I've got that going on. I feel like that everyone listening, if you think I'm an asshole for that, sorry, that's what people do. And recently I've had a few people that will follow up repeatedly.
Oh.
So like they'll ask, and then when I don't respond, they'll send like a few follow-up messages. Like just seeing if you got a message. Then they will go to the comments on my Instagram and say, DM'd you. Please check your DMs.
Right.
Right? And I'm like, I've already seen it. But like, I'm not interested. Or my personal favorite, I'll say I'm busy and they'll say, well, when are you free? Like they don't take the message.
Yeah.
And I think this is something that I've had to learn. I feel like I've been open and honest on this podcast about me seeking friendship and it not working out majority of the time.
You've made it seem like you're too willing for friends.
See, I think that might have been it. Yeah. But like, I'm willing for friends that I know. Yeah. Like, I don't just need like difference. Any friend, yeah. You know, like it's, I think I said that on the podcast. Like, it's like, I want to like, there's people that I meet and just naturally meet them. I'm not like out there on like fucking friendfinder.com. I like meet someone naturally. Like when we met, mm-hmm. I meet you at a bar. Okay. And I'm like, I really connected with that person. Yeah. I'd love to hang out with them. Okay. I think I said that to you.
I think.
And you said yes.
I said, literally, who are you?
Exactly. And then I would be in my mind like, oh, I hope Sean wants to be friends with me.
Yeah.
It's not like I need a new friend. It's just that when I meet someone I connect with, I want to spend time with them because I rarely feel that way about people. So when I do, I get really excited.
You got to jump on it.
Yeah. And I go a little too deep. So I understand from the other side really wanting to be friends with someone. But if someone says, I'm just kind of busy.
You got to read between the lines.
You know, I just got a lot going on. And they don't. See, here's what people do when they're genuinely busy. Okay. If you want to know the difference between they're just not that into you or they're busy. When people are busy, you say, hey, would you like to hang out this weekend? They go, shoot, I'm busy this weekend. But do you happen to be free Wednesday?
Yeah.
Or how about next
weekend?
There's
an alternate.
There's a follow-up alternate. If they just say, I'm busy.
They hate you.
They hate you. And it is what it is. It's life. Yeah, it is what it is. Not everyone has time to hang out with everyone. Like when I read my embarrassing DMs on here where I said, would you like to hang out? And they said, that would be great. And then there's nothing after that.
There's no follow-up. Nothing.
I thought, well, fuck me.
Yeah, as you should.
As I should. So, you know, it happens to everyone.
I think it's good, though, to know that these are behind-the-scenes happenings of friendships, of mm-hmm. relationships. Because I feel like even though it does take some talking down to yeah. get there, it is easier to move on when you just realize that they're just not that into you.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's not that you specifically did something offensive or you weren't hot enough or you yeah. weren't cool enough yeah. or anything like that. It's just like,
cause I'm all those things. Hot, fun, cool.
Right.
So, you know,
check.
And I'm out here trying to fucking make friends and not a successful one in the yeah. past.
When did we meet?
I was literally trying to think about that. I think you might be my like most recent friend.
I think so.
I'm not joking.
No, I know.
So
I've just been Nancy Kerriganing anybody that's got close to
me. You're really, in my most... I'm thinking it's something to do with me. You're just behind the scenes, like threatening, blackmailing.
Don't you fucking dare. She's my most recent friend.
I saw someone on TikTok.
Okay.
About this topic. Uh-huh. It wasn't specifically about when they're not that into you, but it was like a kind of non-toxic dating coach TikToker.
Okay.
Okay.
Love.
Yeah. And they have a rule of three, which I loved. it was whether it's with friendships or with like outreach to, you know, an employer, or when you're trying to set up like a networking meeting, or if you are interested in dating someone, it's appropriate to reach out 3 times.
Okay.
Okay. So like there's the first hello, whether it's like, okay, you've matched with them on Instagram or on dating apps, or you slide into their DMs on Instagram.
Yeah.
Or you shoot them an email that's like, hey, I would love to go to lunch with you and pick your brain.
Right.
Okay. They respond. And this was the important factor. She said, regardless of how positive they seem.
Yes.
Right? Because some people just can't say no.
Yeah.
So even if they respond and they're like, oh my God, yeah, amazing. Or the DM chat's going really well. Okay, so that's, you've just said the one hello. The second is now let's try and meet up. So you say, hey, are you free this weekend? Oh, I'm so busy.
Yeah.
Okay. And they don't give an alternative. It's appropriate 1 week later, a few days later, whatever you choose, to do one more chance. If they're busy again.
Couldn't we cut it,
though? Or they don't respond, no, then, see, to me,
it's a rule of two. That's a tool of two.
See, me, that's long. But I do hear what they're saying, because sometimes you have to think, like, some people just kind of suck at communication, or they are genuinely busy or whatever.
Right.
So basically what she was saying is, like, it's not, you're not, like, being out of touch or invading someone's space or, like, whatever. If you give it a hello, do you want to hang out? Oh, no, you can't. Hi, I'm back, asking if you want to hang out again.
Right.
And then if you've done that, if you've started the conversation and you've asked them to hang out twice, fucking
done.
Cut the track.
Moving on.
Move on.
Miss moving on.
And I do agree. I think it's more like 2.
I think it's 2.
I mean, but I'll give it a 4 sometimes. I'll give it a 4.
I'll give it a... I've gone 8.
So this is the thing. I have no judgment of people doing that.
No.
Everyone's been on both sides of it.
I can easily say, oh, it should be 2, but... I've gone crazy. I've crossed the line. I've held out hope. I've been holding on for a hero.
I've had a couple margaritas and yeah. Gone for number 7.
Absolutely.
So, you know, like,
yeah,
you think maybe this time.
It's also so hard there. Because I feel like you can really amp yourself up or tell yourself, oh, they're just not that into you, or, you yeah. know, there's this is this. But when you're in the moment of, especially somebody that you're talking to somebody that in your mind, mm-hmm. they're such a good fit.
Yeah.
It's so hard to get out of that headspace, to like backpedal when you've already planned like your marriage and your kids' names and all this stuff. It's so hard to like rationalize it and be like, oh, well, you know, somebody else or blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. It's hard to pull yourself out of that.
In my experience, it's when I've already like planned an LA trip with them to go to, thinking we're like besties, and like I, you know, built this up in my head that like they like love me unconditionally no matter what footwear I wear, and like, you know,
what's the third one? It's a rule of 3.
I've built this up in my mind that this person like really like sees me as a best friend. It's hard to take a step
and
back.
Sometimes you have to realize they're not that into you.
They're not going
to
comment on your Instagram photos.
They're not.
Without being bullied in the comments by the listeners of your mutual podcast.
Yes.
Sometimes you just have to accept that.
Exactly. And that's growth. And you got there.
No, actually, I'm literally the worst. So that's like, when I talk about people sliding my DMs, don't think I'm judging you. I'm also nuts.
Yeah, you're also sliding into like Lady Gaga. Is like you're.
I invited Lady Gaga to my pride party. What?
This is full circle. You did the exact same thing to a celebrity that does not want to hang out with you.
That doesn't want to hang out
with
me.
No.
That's what I'm saying. There's no judgment. I get it. I don't look at those and go, what a weird thought.
Yeah.
I look at them and I go, nice.
But, nice try. You
know, but like.
Absolutely the fuck not.
Like,
but
it's just like, you know, like Lady Gaga probably thought.
Nice try, loser.
Nice try, loser. And I thought, who knows? Maybe Lady Gaga wants to come to my apartment. Maybe no one's invited her to a pride party.
She said, nice try, loser. I don't want to come to your sad gay party in your apartment.
I just deleted that message and I thought, let's start
Never
over.
Responded.
Let's start fresh. Yeah. Gaga,
she didn't mean
fresh.
That.
It was a bad day. Caught her on a bad day. I'll try again next week. Yeah,
that was the bad romance for sure.
No, but I'm like that too. Like, you know, you laugh at me all the time with trying to make friends.
I do.
I'm trying to make friends out here. I'm trying to be...
There's a reason I'm the most recent.
I'm trying to be sweet. I'm trying to be fun, fresh, you know? Trying to throw out the good vibes, complimentary, trying to engage, trying to, you know, make plans. The calendar's clear.
It's not working. It's just not working.
Nothing on the schedule.
Sometimes you can sense a pattern, though.
It's
like a tweet I saw today where it was like, you're going to tell me that Nicki Minaj is fighting Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, the federal government, like all these people, Homeland Security, people telling her that her husband's a pedophile. Mm. And you're going to tell me that she's not the problem.
Oh, you're coming for the barbs out there.
Oh, yeah.
They're strong. Strong and mighty. I don't feel like we got many barbs on this podcast.
I don't think we're...
We're not that.
She's an anti-vaxxer. I feel like queer people...
She's an anti-vaxxer too?
Her cousin's ball swelled, Brie. Oh, have a little sensitivity for the nuts. You know?
I was like, what are you talking about? And then I forgot about that moment in time.
Yeah. So
what a moment.
But the barbs are ruthless. They will dox you.
They are. Seriously. Swifties are mightier, but I don't think they're stronger.
They're not mightier.
Okay.
They're more tactile.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tactile?
I don't know the word. I don't know.
They have more tact. They're more efficient.
Yes.
And they their craft is much stronger.
Okay.
But barbs will literally dox you. They'll find your address, which is one thing, and then they'll show up at your address and beat the shit out of you. That's a barb.
It's a totally different thing.
Like Taylor Swift fans, if they were gonna dox, would at least just post the address online. They wouldn't even dream of getting within
a simple dox here.
A light doxing.
Well, this was fun.
Yeah. Also, I saw a tweet or a TikTok saying that if we really were concerned about national security, we would get Swifties in the FBI.
That is true, actually.
Like, you're telling me some like old white man.
There's not a day that goes by that I don't watch a Netflix documentary where I'm like, the people online are doing more work than the FBI is.
Like fucking the cat one.
Yes.
What's it called?
How to catch a cat, or don't How murder to kill cats. A cat don't
in 7 days.
How to kill a cat in 7 days. One of my favorite documentaries.
Don't fuck with cats. Is
don't
that
fuck
it?
With cats. Yeah. That's what it is. Amazing. Wait,
did the FBI solve it? No.
No.
Imagine Swifties.
Incredible.
We need a podcast. Somebody needs to sponsor this. A podcast that is true crime, entirely solved by Swifties.
I actually think some crimes would be solved. I'm not joking. They've got incredible...
Crimes would be solved before they fucking happened.
They're stalking the criminals in their tracks. All right. Well, this was so much fun. Thank you for listening. Wherever you are listening, make sure to follow, subscribe, rate us 5 stars. 5 stars only. Leave a little review, little note. Really sweet. And check us out on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. Click the link in the bio if you want to watch us on video. Become a patron. You can find us on TikTok as well at I Can Explain Podcast. And personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brian Williamson. And until next time, we will
see you around the gay grid. Are you okay?
I think that was really fast.
That was really fast. Oh my God.